Welcome back. You are tuned in to Music My Show with your host, Aiden Valadez. And today, I am here, Angela De La Cruz, Arena Reyes. So, hello.
Hi, Aiden.
Hi.
So, before we start, how did you start orchestra?
I started orchestra in sixth grade with my teacher, Miss Orser. Originally, I was going to pick band, but I ended up being put in the orchestra class. But I immediately fell in love with it. The day I started playing my cello and everything and learning, it was amazing.
I was really inspired by music, and I grew up listening to my sister play, so that really motivated me to get into orchestra.
She played instruments?
Yes, she played the violin.
Awesome. Anything else or pretty just that?
She played a little bit of piano, but her main instrument was violin.
When you first got into orchestra, how did you feel? What was the emotion? In chronological order, what was the emotion?
Well, at the very beginning, I felt, excited, and I was just anticipating every single day to, learn something new. But then it just grew more into, nervousness when I would be getting gigs and stuff. Sometimes I would be a bit nervous, but mostly I was just happy to be in orchestra every single day.
What all instruments have you played in orchestra?
Just the cello. I've been planning to play the piano, though.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've only known, a few chords on the piano, and that's it.
I chose to play the viola.
That's a beautiful sounding instrument.
It is. It's very mellow.
I love that.
I would say it was a bit of a challenge, but it wasn't anything that I was afraid to keep pursuing, you know? Yeah. I like doing some difficult things. I won't say it's my favorite thing ever, but I do like giving myself a challenge.
A little challenge every now and then.
Yeah.
So what inspired you, besides your sister? Do you have any friends or anything like that that went to orchestra and you wanted to do so too? Or was it pretty much the music? You wanted to play jazz and classic and things like that?
I just was really, I grew up around music a lot. So it wasn't even really just my sister. I mean, my sister was a main component in that, but yeah. I grew around music, and that really just wanted, it gave me a drive to want to pursue music, even as a side hustle.
So talking about connecting with music, what age did you start liking music, and how did music help you out in life?
I wouldn't say I know an exact age. I just know I've always liked it. My parents always loved playing music in the car, in the house, whenever I was growing up, so I've always been around it. And then when I got into orchestra, I kind of was introduced to other kinds of music, like classical music. So I guess I just brought in my music taste throughout the years, which is kind of why I've connected with it.
Awesome. So did your parents listen to a lot of different music from 80s, 90s, but also lots of alternative?
Yeah, they did.
What is their music background a little bit?
Well, I think my mom used to play the organ when she was little, and my dad can play a bit of guitar. We have a drum set at home and stuff.
Boom.
Yeah.
There we go. That's some, could have some jamming right there.
Yeah. So I really liked growing up listening to music, even if they weren't playing it.
You're playing lots more music, but you're also getting to understand a lot more different types of genres of music, because you probably had to listen to certain genres when you were younger, but then now as you're getting into orchestra, you're getting to play and you're getting to feel the experience. It feels like something else for you.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly how I feel when I play my music.
What do you usually do before you get to perform live? You mentioned earlier about the little bit of nerves you usually have, a little bit of shakes and everything like that. So what do you do to calm yourself down? Do you practice certain pieces? What do you do?
Well, it's kind of this, I don't even know what to call it. So usually a week or a few days before, I'll try and cram everything. I have that cram mentality.
Cram session.
Yeah. So I'll try and practice all the pieces. Run through all of them, and then I'll just go and clean up the small little things that I'm having trouble with. And usually before my performance, I have a mini anxiety attack, and I just go and talk to my best friend Arena.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'll she'll try and calm me down, and we just kind of talk through it, and we're everything's gonna be okay, we're gonna try our best, and we just practice a little bit more again, and we just go on stage and perform.
I think I've just gotten used to it by now. Before, I would just try to like calm myself down and focus on something else, because at first I did get really like scared to play in front of a whole group, and especially in front of my family. But I think the fact that I was surrounded by other orchestra players that I have become familiar with and comfortable around, it was just a lot easier to play in front of tons of people.
Yeah.
So what exactly did you win in orchestra?
We got our UIL trophy. So we performed for judges, and we had three pieces that we've been practicing for like 3 months now. We were just grinding the music down, and it was difficult at some times, but we have a really great team in orchestra, and we all got through it, and we all tried our best to help each other out. It was all worth it in the end, getting our award. So we got sweepstakes.
Awesome. That is spectacular. So splendid.
It's a family. And with Mr. Bai, I've grown very close to him. He's like one of the best teachers I've had for orchestra. He's a great role model for me. He's given me really great opportunities. Same thing with Mrs. Bai. Community orchestra has really helped me a lot. So I'd say I really appreciate the Bai's.
Definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
So how do you feel your music will impact you in 10 years? Like, what do you feel? How do you see yourself? You see yourself performing in the future? Do you want to get a musical degree? Do you want to like pursue something that has to do with something similar to that? What is your plan?
Well, I'm not really sure what I want to major in or pursue so technically yet. But I would say that I do see myself continuing this hobby. It's been like a great part of my life. I've never stopped playing the viola for 6 years now. It's been a continuous part of my life. So I really don't want to let that go. So I do see myself maybe possibly playing for gigs and stuff like that. Maybe taking some music classes on the side when I go to college and stuff.
Musically? Definitely better than I am now. I mean, I consider myself to be a good cello player, but I think I will improve to the level of how my teacher is now with my vibrato and how I play with my bow and everything, and definitely the tension in my hands will release, and I definitely think I'll be a wonderful player.
So how do you feel about the concert on May 10th?
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm feeling a bit iffy on that. Not because I'm not confident, but because some of it is some hard music, but I'm really looking forward to it, you know. The music's really fun to play.
Our new songs are going to be for our spring concert, which is Kamerata Philharmonic and then the whole symphony. So for Philharmonic, we are going to be playing Lion City Waltz. I'm not sure what number it is, though. And Imp to the Third, which is one of our UIL pieces. And then for the full symphony, we will be playing Dance of the Hours, Swan Lake, and Firebird.
Sounds awesome. And lastly, what is some advice you would give for other people if they wanted to join orchestra, or they wanted to pursue their musical career, to pick out an instrument and play it?
My advice I'd give is to like go with your gut and try your best always, even if things seem really hard at the time. Maybe like a solo for solo and ensemble, or maybe a new piece or whatever.
I would definitely say just find a group that you're definitely comfortable around, so that you have that feeling of comfortability, and whenever you perform in front of a whole group, you'll feel less nervous. And definitely the most like obvious one is practice, if you want to improve your skills and when playing your instrument. For years now, all of my teachers, well, just two, the only two teachers I've had, they've told us practice, practice, practice. And that's really all it is just practice makes progress. And whenever you have progress, you're really learning something on your instrument.
Definitely.
Literally just try your best. It's so worth it if you put all the time you have into that. Clearly you don't have to put your whole day into it, but any spare time you have, try your best. It's always worth it in the end, and it's a really fun hobby to have.
Especially your friends, peers from classes.
Definitely.
You're probably gonna miss them a lot when you go to college.
I definitely will, especially Arena.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Oh yeah.
But I love seeing my peers grow and pursue things that they enjoy, and going on to better things. That's what happened when I had to look up to my role models in orchestra that already graduated. It was very bittersweet, but I really enjoyed watching them go on to better things and continue pursuing orchestra.
Exactly. Catch y'all again next time on Music My Show with your host, Aiden Valadez.